94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
I have the executive director of the Box Factory, Jamie Inhouse. What's your last name, Jamie?
Bingaman.
Thanks for coming.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You have a pretty fun event coming up this weekend, actually Saturday and Sunday, the Holiday Makers Market. It's funny to say. It's one of those like nursery rhymes.
A little tongue twister.
I got it. The Makers Market. First and foremost, before we get into what the event is all about, for anyone who's unfamiliar with what the Box Factory is, where it's at, can we start there?
Sure. Great. Thank you. So the Box Factory is located in St. Joseph. It's at 1101 Broad Street, right down the hill towards Clementines as you're leaving town. And we have, it's 52,000 square feet of space. We have 53 studio artists and tenants in the building. Mm-hmm. And then we have three galleries. We have a stage. We have event rental spaces. We have classrooms. We have a library kind of focused on the arts. So a lot of a big building, and we love to have people come in and wander. It's free and open to the public during the week when we're open. So,
And probably the best way to always learn more is boxfactoryforthearts.org.
Exactly.
Some of the fun things that you do throughout the year. I know that you change displays often, right?
We do.
Okay.
We have actually our 2018 lineup for our gallery spaces is going to be amazing. So we are really been working hard on filling those three galleries with some wonderful artists. And so we change those out quite a bit. We do the student art show exhibit working with Brand County RISA and Krazzle Art Center. That's in March. We do Coastline Children's Film Festival. We have programming. We have unwrapped concerts. Different kinds of musicians come in and play on the weekends. So.
I've had actually quite a few different artists and musicians come in and promote their shows that they're having at the Box Factory. So just give you an example. I mean, lots going on, and it's just really one of those cool places that's in town that if you've never been to, go check it out. Constantly something there to do, including this weekend. This is the first one we're doing, right?
Yes, this is our first.
So how did we come up with the idea of having a maker's market?
Well, we had been to, I had been to quite a few of them throughout the state and just thought they were a really neat idea and thought it was, we needed something like that in our area. We had smaller ones around, but really just wanted to give a space to those artists that don't have studios in the building, as well as a place for the community to come in and see what our artists in the building have, as well as what kind of makers we can have come in and,
exactly.
and bring their wares.
Now, we had Kara come in probably about a month ago, and she did a call for anyone who was actually a maker. Mm-hmm. What were the actual qualifications for that? What did you seek out?
They had to be homemade, so it couldn't be something that you purchased from, even if it was made by another person or in another country or something. We had a few people who applied for that, and it had to be made by the person that was selling it. And we tried to keep it fairly local, but we did get some people from outside of our area that are coming in. So we have some really, really neat things on store. So
What I love the most about it, I think, is you are doing it on Saturday and on Sunday this coming weekend.
Yes.
So on Saturday, it's 10 to 5, Sunday, noon to 5. And there's always, like, you know, something going on, craft show here, craft show there, or make, you know, any kind of market. It's always on one day. And chances that I can make it on one day are very unlikely. So this is open both days.
It is open both
probably
days.
Probably the benefit of coming Saturday is there's more stuff there to buy. but let's cover everything that we're going to be able to see there.
Yes.
So if you're just now tuning in real quick, we're talking about the Holiday Makers Market, which is happening at the Box Factory this coming weekend. And you have planned more than just things to shop for there.
Yeah, there's more. I mean, there's wonderful booths and artists there, but we wanted to really appeal to the shopper. I know as somebody who goes to these things and shops, there's other things that you like to do. Sometimes you want to get a bite. You'd like to catch some entertainment. So we are going to be having entertainment throughout the weekend on our stage, on our street level, which is our second floor. Some playing Christmas music, some, you know, kind of just playing some other things mixed in as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some cooking demos going on throughout the day, actually both weekends.
That's what I wanted to learn about.
Oh, yeah. We have an amazing culinary arts program, a great teacher, and she's going to be there doing some different cooking demos.
Now I have a million more questions off of this one topic. I love to cook. And I mean, even though I love to cook and know how to cook, I always still think that it would be so interesting to learn someone else's styles or maybe just some small tips here or there.
And she, Susan, is our culinary arts instructor, and she knows, like, she will teach you the benefits of different grains and how good they are for your body and what they benefit. I mean, she's just an amazing, and she makes it so fun. She's really involved in the theater with Twin City Players, and so she's got an exuberant personality, and yep. she just makes it fun. A lot of our people that take classes from her one time come back. Most people do.
Well,
she's awesome.
There's another thing we just learned, though, is that this is something that you also offer just
yes.
regularly.
Yes.
As a program for that listed on the website?
It is.
Cool.
Yep.
I'm going to go
yep.
look at that after we're done standing.
We actually have our winter classes are going to be coming out within the next couple weeks, and those will be running January, February, March. So
very cool.
Yeah, we'll have
I bet
a whole
you
lineup.
That now that we're thinking like gift giving as well, something like that, giving maybe a class would be a great Christmas
great
gift
idea.
And finding a Christmas gift here this weekend.
For sure.
What are some of the things you think she'll be talking about or showing us?
She's going to be doing a demo on Saturday morning. She'll be doing making good morning hash and breakfast risotto.
Oh.
She'll be doing a spinach dip, and she's going to be using an Instant Pot for some of these, and that's really a big thing right now, are the Instant Pot cooking. So she's going to be showing, and we actually did an Instant Pot workshop, and it was jam-packed. We had, and we have more people that want it, so we're going to have to run that again. It's in big demand. So that's Saturday. Sunday, she's going to be doing some soup and bread classes.
Oh, nice.
Sessions. And you also, there will also be tastings, just if anyone's interested.
This gives you a reason to come both days.
exactly. And speaking of soup, we're also going to have Zoop there.
Yeah.
So we will have some Zoop. If people want to come and have lunch, we'll have beer and wine. We're going to have a coffee bar. We'll have flavored coffees and espressos and lattes there.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's going to be a lot to do. You can shop and carry your glass of wine or coffee with you while you shop, and
or both.
We really just wanted to appeal to the shopper and make it a fun experience. So
can we talk about some of the cool things that we have chosen, or some of the people that will be there? What do they have?
Sure. We have some everything from amazing woodworkers, and they have done. We have a number of woodworkers, and they have furniture and different, you know, state of Michigan cutouts and really beautiful wood. We have some potters, some folks who've done some ceramics. We have people who are making art out of wine bottles, which is really neat. We have a few recycled artists there. We have some clothing, some fabric artists there. It's running the gamut. And it's really, really, we selected, and we had more people apply than we were able to select. So it's a great problem to have.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably a good range of price as well.
For sure. Yeah. And that was a really good thing. A lot of the artists or the makers that are coming in to have their displays have done this before at other places throughout the state. And so they were used to submitting their pricing. And so we were able to take a look at pricing and see, you know, we wanted to make sure we had something that fit everyone's budget.
Now, great time of the year to do this because we know a lot of people are out shopping. I have a hard time shopping for other people because I end up getting items for myself regardless.
Yes.
This is probably a great place to do both of those
things.
Yes,
you will for sure do that.
And there's something that's just cool about, I think that's why you see things that are popular like Etsy and Pinterest where you can make your own gifts. I'm horrible at that.
Yes.
So this also gives you the opportunity to find something that's very cool and crafty and unique that you probably won't find in one of the big box stores, but then give that as a very unique local gift.
Right. And we also, in addition to that, this may appeal to you, Lindsay, is we have an art market in our building, and it's a little shop that we have where our members who are artists or makers can have their wares in our store. And we have that open throughout the year, but we've really beefed it up during the holidays. So it's jam-packed with some really neat things that are going to be artists that aren't in the building.
Yeah.
So you'll have other things as well
I'm
for
sure
sale.
That's in
the
addition
box.
To this following weekend also. You could probably stop in anytime
for sure.
You're open.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I wanted to do a really quick recap then. This is happening this weekend. Again, the Box Factory in St. Joe. You described it perfectly. Past Clementines as if you're going out of town or into town.
Right.
it's the cool building on the right-hand side if you're going into town. How about that? This is called the Holiday Makers Market. As I know you have all these details listed somewhere, right?
We do. It's on on our website, boxfactoryforthearts.org. Mm-hmm. And then we also have an event on our Facebook page that you can see.
And a Saturday is going to be from 10 to 5, and Sunday it's going to be from noon to 5. Any, I guess, names for artists that we're going to be seeing as far as the entertainment goes that we can
try? There are going to be some artists that are going to be from Riversong, so there'll be some fun guitarists and solo artists up there as well.
So. You said, this is really a side note, you said that there was the floor level, the second, or the street level, second level. Is this going to be all in one level?
How are it's we gonna... on all three floors.
Wow.
So it's all 52,000 square feet. We have makers on all three floors, and then we have studio artists open on all three floors.
Holy cow. How many altogether?
Altogether, we have 18 artists, 28 makers, 5 musicians, 3 demos, and a partridge in a pear tree.
So. Yeah, and don't forget the wine and beer.
And wine and beer and a coffee bar.
The coffee bar. And, of course, the soup from Zoop.
Yes.
Am I missing anything? Oh, $2 donation.
I wanted to mention we're having a suggested donation at the door. It's $2, and this is a fundraiser for the Box Factory, so anything that you give at the door is going to help go towards all the things we've talked about, funding our programming and our classes and our films. And
keeps it open
stuff.
And keeps it free for us to visit throughout the entire
for sure.
year.
Yes.
So stop by. This is cool. And if this is successful, I anticipate you'll do this again next year.
Maybe more than once.
There you go. The Holiday Makers Market happening at the Box Factory again Saturday and Sunday. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
And
you
thanks
too.
For coming up with this. It's pretty cool. I might have to sneak my way in there and do
I
some
hope
shopping
so.
Myself.
Good.
And have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too, Lindsay.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest.